Both of Montana's U.S. senators have sent letters chastising the company that runs the Veterans Choice healthcare program in Montana and 36 other states. Veterans Choice is supposed to help vets get appointments with private healthcare providers if they live far from a VA facility or have been waiting a long time for a VA appointment. It was created in 2014 and has been plagued with problems since the beginning.
HealthNet isn't doing what they need to do.
Here's Democrat John Tester on Saturday.
They've made it so complicated for hospitals and so complicated for the veterans that we're not being able to utilize it in a way that was intended by Congress.
Last week, Northern Montana Hospital in Haver opted out of Veterans Choice, Tester said, and in a letter to HealthNet, he reminded the company that Billings Clinic, the state's largest hospital network, has never participated in Veterans Choice. Many hospitals complain about bureaucratic hassles dealing with HealthNet and about getting paid slowly or not paid at all. Republican Senator Steve Daines also wrote HealthNet on Monday. Daines said his office continues to get complaints from healthcare providers 1 year after HealthNet promised him it would fix problems. Senator Daines' letter says he's received numerous calls and letters from veterans and healthcare providers across the state, quote, expressing a complete loss of confidence in HealthNet's ability to fulfill your obligations. Senator Tester, who's on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, says he's told the Secretary of Veterans Affairs that HealthNet should be, quote, fired. He also said that the VA should not be held totally responsible for Veterans Choice not working. Tester and Daines co-sponsored a bill called Veterans First that Tester says could have fixed things.
Look, Congress has been totally negligent in this. We had a Veterans First Act passed the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee unanimously, bipartisan bill. It's a good bill that we couldn't find time on the floor to pass it. And this is in a session where we spent just a little over 100 days in session. We could have stayed a weekend and got this done, or we could have stayed an extra week in July or August or September or October to get this done. And there was no willingness by the leadership to get this done.
HealthNet has told both senators that they've made improvements in how they run Veterans Choice. Vets waiting longer than 7 days to schedule an appointment through HealthNet can now do it directly through the VA Health Center at Fort Harrison in Helena and still see a medical provider in their own community, for instance. HealthNet declined MTPR's request for an interview for this story. I'm Eric Whitney.